Praise the Lord. We want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here. And we want to say Happy Mother's Day to every mother. Amen. All over the entire world. It's a blessing. And I want this day to be special for you. Amen. And we certainly thank God. We want to look into our word today. Sister MacDonald, she got into the sermon this morning. But sister, you don't owe me any apology. Amen. That's how the Spirit of the Lord works. Praise God. And we thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I got great fond memories of my mother, and I thank God for her, because if it wasn't for her, I would not be where I am today, because she was the first person in our home that was saved. When I was born, she was saved, and she talked me and my family about God and how good God is and what God can do for us. And through her and my father, leadership and the guidance, that's what got me here today. And I'm very thankful. Praise God. And we want to read over here, or taking our scripture over here in Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And we want to read verses 10 through 31. Amen. And as we read, we need your attention. Praise God, to hear what the Lord is speaking to us this morning. We thank God for the Church of God. We thank God for the Facebook friends and family that's looking on live. We certainly glad that you are part of this sermon this morning. And we're going to start here at the 10th verse. And that's where we're getting our preaching topic from, that 10th verse of Proverbs 31. It said, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Can we stop right there? My sermon topic is, who can find? Amen. Who can find this virtuous woman? That's a powerful question. I tell you, if more people find a virtuous woman, it wouldn't be no more breaking up and busting up and divorce rate all time high. Yeah. Amen. We need to ask that question. Who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. They are very limited. Ain't God good in here? You can't find them a dime a dozen. Amen. You can find some other type of women that's not godly. Sometimes you can just walk down the street. If you look like you got a little change in your pocket, they'll come along and be your friend. Amen. And you can spend some time with them. But I'm not talking about those kind this morning. I'm talking about a virtuous woman. Amen. A virtuous woman is a holy woman, a godly woman, a woman with respect, a woman that loves the Lord thy God with all her heart. Amen. We need to see more of the virtuous women in the congregations and churches, praise God, because we're living in a loose age now where everything go on. Yeah. Yeah. You can go right here in the streets of Durham, North Carolina, and in a given corner, basically downtown, you got them standing all around there. Want a quick sale. But I'm here to tell you who can find a man, a virtuous woman. Praise God. Amen. 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 And the Bible said here, for her price is far above rubies. Amen. She's valuable. She's priceless. Praise God. Who can't find? To God be the glory. And the Lord gonna give instruction on how a virtuous woman behave and perform. And we can measure ourselves and see as we, amen, can match this virtuous woman. Make sure we'll fall in these procedures, because I see so many times, amen, the words say one thing and somebody else do another thing. We got to follow the word. Amen. And our elderly sisters and mothers, we need to teach our younger mothers, amen, how to perform and how to be virtuous, how to love their husbands and not nobody else's husbands. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. It's time out for just living loose lives and doing what we want to do and how we want to do it. God is looking for us to be real and be genuine. Praise God. Ain't God good in this place? Amen. I said, who can? I'm still asking the question. I said, who can find, amen, a virtuous woman? Praise God. It said, for her price is far above rubies. Huh? Amen. Do you know we're living in a time men are asking them the same question. How can I find, amen, a virtuous woman? Come on. Amen. Are you listening? How can I find a virtuous woman? Men are asking those questions. I want me a church girl, they say. Amen. How can I find a virtuous woman? How can I find those women that will, amen, that will stay with you and stick with you through thick and thin, and amen, and they'll pray for you and all of this and all of that. Amen. They're asking that same question. So everybody is asking questions. But I'm here today to speak to those men that are asking those questions. How can I find, amen, a virtuous woman? Not all the time now. Don't get me straight now. Not all the time, but sometimes they're going to find virtuous woman to mess them up. Amen. Pull them right out of church. Come on, somebody. But society today are looking for these type women. But I'm here to tell you, men, I'm here to tell you, young men, you need to realize this. In order to get a virtuous woman, you need to be committed to God. Amen. You got to make sure that you crossing every T and that you dotting every I and that you, amen, want to be compatible. You don't want to be, amen, just get someone just to, you know, to try to guide you along, but you need to be right there with them and trying to do the right thing. That's the problem today, that people want the virtuous women, but they want to live raggedy lives. When I give counseling in a marriage, I always say, both parties need to be compatible. Amen. And I do believe, as the scripture said, we need to be joined together equally. We should not be unequal yoke. Huh? One saved and one unsaved. One committed and one uncommitted. One trying to live for God and then the other living for the devil. Amen. That's war in the house. Amen. That don't work. One want to go to church. Another want to go to the club. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to get it right. Amen. And we as virtuous women, we got to make sure of that. Amen. When we, praise God, find a man, join together or whatever, make sure that y'all on the same page. That's why we got so many folks that is in the courts. Amen. They having divorce. I thought I could live with this guy, but I see that it don't work. Amen. I thought he was this and he was that. Certainly, if a man wants you, he gonna talk the sweet talk. Amen. He gonna talk what you want to hear. But you got to look beyond all of that and see the realness. And guess what? It take God to give you that wisdom and that revealing power where you can see righteous versus unrighteous. Amen. I always had a keen eye when I was looking 40 some years ago. Amen. Praise God, to find a virtuous woman. Amen. I looked around because I worked with my wife, and I looked around at a lot of the other women that was interested in me, but I wasn't interested in them. Amen. Because I saw something different with this sister over here to my right. Amen. And sometimes we live in a day and time, you got to let folks know right in your church, yes, I'm married. And that's my wife. Come on, somebody. Because we live in a time where people take your wives. Hello? Right in the church. Come on, somebody. And then you know they'll try to take them out of the church. Amen. Let us all say we must be committed.
We must be committed.
Amen. That's the way it's going to work. Amen. I'm so glad for this chapter we're going to read here. Amen. And it will tell us how we as mothers need to operate. And I want to go ahead and say this. I know we have some mothers that's not virtuous. But I want to speak to you this morning. Don't feel bad. Amen. Don't feel like this is so high above your head that you cannot grasp and behave this way. Amen. I know sometimes it may be a challenge to you. Amen. But you can make it. You can, amen, make positive changes and, amen, and improve. You, when you see you short, amen, work on that. Amen. If you see you ain't up to par, don't just walk all over it like you, amen, didn't know how to do that thing. But look at the word of God. We're going to read today, and I hope we got some listening ears this morning, amen, to read and to see exactly what God require of thee, amen, as becoming holiness. Praise God, amen. Anybody can fix some pancakes, amen, and a sausage biscuit. That don't make you a good wife. That don't make you, amen, a virtuous woman. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. Anybody can, amen, drive your vehicle and take you out of town and y'all go, amen, to a good, on a good vacation. But it's commitment to God and a commitment to one another. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So the Bible said here, who can find? I'm still asking that question now, I tell you. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? The Bible said the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she have no need of spoil. He shall have no need of spoil. So take care of your husbands. Amen. Sometimes people, when you don't do God's way, if you allow your husband to spoil, then sometimes they'll tiptoe in somebody else. Come on. Come on now. Make it plain, preacher. Amen. Tiptoe in somebody else's household. Amen. But the Bible said the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. And not only that, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Come on, sis, ma'am. It is settled. Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? It says she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. You get in some homes sometime. I've been in some homes. There's quarreling and fighting and pots and pans is throwing at one another. Come on, somebody. That ain't a virtuous woman. When there's, I'm not going to say that every day going to always be Sunday. I'm not going to say that you always going to have, amen, peace and tranquility. But I'm going to say when there's problems, that's why when you say we can all go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for, let's go, let's pray, honey. Amen. This ain't the way to go. Let's consult the Lord and begin to call on the Lord. How many know when you call on the Lord, everything going to be all right, huh? Amen. 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 Praise God. I thank God. Praise you, the Lord, for our relationship of 43 years. Amen. That's nothing that we can do on our own. It took God. And amen. It takes God to get a companion, and it's going to take God to keep a companion. Praise God. Now, I love this industrial part of this virtuous woman. It said she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. Amen. She's not a lazy person. She's always doing stuff, fixing stuff up. She's like a merchant ship. She's bringing her food afar off. Come on, somebody. She riseth also while it is yet night, and give meat to her household and a portion of her maiden. Amen. In other words, she get up early. Amen. She's an early riser. Amen. She get up and give meat to her house. Make sure she got food to feed them. And amen. And make sure that she, amen, got the portion for not only her, but everyone else. She conceal a field, and not just conceal it. Sometimes we just conceal it, but she just don't conceal the field, but she buy it. Come on, somebody. Look at God. Yes. Amen. We're talking about some industrious women. Not just sitting around in the house pity potting. Not just sitting around in the house being lazy and doing nothing. The man done worked all day. Come home, he wants some beans. And you still got your nightgown on and ain't fixed nothing. Amen. And you're stocking on your head. You know about them sisters. Hello, somebody. It's time to get down to business with God. Amen. I said she rises up at night and giving meat to her household and a portion to her maiden. She considered a field and she buy it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. She did it herself. She didn't just hire some. It said with her hands, hey, come on, somebody. She planted a vineyard. She girded up her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She proceeded that her merchandise is good. Her counter go not out by night. What is that saying? She's always up and doing. Amen. Praise God. No husband might be snowing and blowing in the bed, but she up looking at her children and making sure that everything's all right with them while they're sleeping.
She up here, amen, planning a meal, amen, while we laying down. Praise God, when it getting up, amen. Only thing we know to come to the kitchen, because we already smell the bacon, we smell the grits, we smell the eggs. Amen, it's already done. Only thing we got to do is set to the table. That's what I'm talking about. But you got some mothers don't even know how to cook. Cooking time is at 9, 8 o'clock or whatever. Breakfast, they somewhere gone, somewhere doing their thing. Amen. The little children around there got to find food to eat and trying to make a meal themselves. This is what's happening. I'm asking a question, who can find? I'm still pondering on that question, who can find a virtuous woman? A candle goeth not out by night. It's still burning. You can go at 2 o'clock, it's burning. You can go at 4 o'clock, it's still burning. Amen. Making sure that her family is in good hands. She laid her hands to the spindle, and her hands holdeth the distaff. She stretched out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. Amen. She's considering of others. Like I told you, amen, in this service this morning. My mother was a person. She reminded me of this virtuous woman. It says she stretched out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. My mother was always concerned about the poor and the folks that didn't have food to set upon the table or money to pay their bills. I remember numerous of times we did not eat until she fed that needy family over there. Amen. She said, oh, that family needs some help. Let us all go over here and try to provide and deliver a meal to them. I'm still looking. Who can find this virtuous woman? You got people today selfish. We live in a selfish age. As long as me and mine got it, I'm okay. Ain't worrying about nobody else but me and mine. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, we need to help the poor. We need to help the needy. Amen. When I see somebody in a hopeless situation, when I see somebody don't have, I try to be a help. Why? Because I was raised that way. Praise ye the Lord. And it says she stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. And she is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all of her household are clothed with scarlet. Come on. Blessed. I remember several winters. Thinking about my mother again. We were burning wood and had a wood heater. And our stack of wood was getting low. And she went to my dad. She said, let me see the keys of the truck. I'm going to get Jerry, let's go, and my other brother. Let's go get some wood. And it's snowing. Come on, this happened. Danny was too young then. But it was Alvin and Colvin. Amen. We got in that pickup truck and she knew right where to go, where some wood was, because she just drove there 2 days ago. She looked at it. You know, she got that bonfire. She said, there's some wood we're going to go get. Come over here. Guys, started that truck up. Go over here now, take a right. Go down that street and make a left. Go down the inner road and there's a big tree down there. Amen. Only thing you need to do is cut up. Man, we cut it up and got a load of wood. I mean, the wood, that tree been felled, so it was ready to burn. It was dry. And we was able to stay warm. My mom could have been saying, you know what, let's wait till the sun shines. It's snowing, you know, let's wait late. No, she got us in the snow with the truck. Come on, somebody. Amen. I said a virtuous woman. A woman that don't mind to take care of her household. She want to be warm and she want us to be warm. Now, you see, I can relate to this. My mom was not afraid of the snow. For her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She made herself covering a tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Praise God. She was blessed. Her husband is known in the gates when he seated among the elders of the land. In other words, she take care of her husband. She make sure her husband is taking care of his suits. She's not all wrinkled up and got holes all in it. His shoes is, the sole of his shoes is flopping. And is saying good morning to everybody. But no, she's making sure that he's dressed and he's, amen, ready to do business. Amen. That's important. Praise God. So that's what makes him known at the gate when he sit among the elders of the land. She make it fine linen. I ain't talking about that cheap stuff. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, purple is a royal color. Amen. Anytime back then purple, you get purple, you maybe get red or brown or blue cheap. But purple, that's royal. Amen. That's royal. Praise God. And the Bible said her clothing was silk and purple. Amen. Her husband is known in the gates when he seated among the elders of the land. She make it fine linen and selleth it and delivered girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. Amen. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Amen. She ain't ridiculing nobody. She ain't, amen, arguing with nobody. She ain't calling folks out of her name, but she's, amen, use wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness, speaking kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She don't have time to just idle her time. She's always up and doing great stuff. Her children arise up, amen, and call her blessed because they was blessed because she took care of her children, and she made sure children had the needful things, praise God. And her husband also, he praised her. Honey, you blessed, you good, you taking care of all of us. And we thank God. Amen. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. But that virtuous woman, she excelleth them all. Yes, daughter, you're doing well. But the virtuous woman, the Bible said, excelleth them all. Favor, come on, church. I said, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman, I said, but a woman that fear the Lord, she shall be praised. Thank God, good in here. Let me break this verse down right here. Let me break this verse down right here. It says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. I don't care how many times you go to the nail shop and get your nails done and toes. It don't make how many times, amen, you go and get your hair all fixed up and, amen, you got makeup all here and jewelry here and that. All of that is vain. Come on, somebody. Beauty is vain. But what God is interested in is a woman that feared the Lord. Amen. A woman that feared the Lord. That's where the value is. Amen. A woman that feared the Lord, she shall, I said, she shall be praised. Amen. I'm here looking. I said, I'm here looking. Amen. Who can? I said, who can find a virtuous woman. Ain't God good? The Lord is looking for godly women. The Lord is looking for godly people. The Lord is looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. Ain't God good in this place? So look out, church. Amen. And start doing the will of God. Amen. Improve. See you didn't move up. Praise God. I said, who can? I said, who can find? Who can find a virtuous woman? The Bible said, now give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her at the gate. That's what gonna last. Amen. That's what gonna, amen, be here when the Lord come. Praise God. Beauty gonna fail. I don't care how beautiful you are. Amen. Old rosy cheeks. Praise God. Looking all cute. But one verse of scripture, that beauty will come to what it means, just spiritual speaking, what it means, your that beauty will come to naught. Amen. Amen. See? But we got to get something deeper than this outside shell. Amen. Let's beautify the inside. Huh? Amen. Amen. That's what's going to pay us. Praise God. Amen. Everybody trying to be all cute and trying to be all beautiful on the outside. I can't even go to church. I asked a person the other day. I was out here canvassing in the neighborhood. You know, I ain't got nothing to wear. I said, you got something on right now? Amen. Yeah. Praise God. But I got to have my hat right, and I got to have my dress match, my hat match, and my shoes, and everything. And I say, no, you don't need all that, because the Lord ain't looking at them clothes. Can I preach in here? Amen. But they're looking at that heart. Amen. And that's what the virtuous woman was mostly involved in, was her, making sure that she her heart was right. She was doing good things. So I'm here to tell you, let's work for the Lord. Amen. Mothers, the Lord is coming back for a mother that's righteous, a mother that's living holy. Amen. A mother that can teach the young mothers. Amen. You know, back in the day, them older mothers didn't play. But I'm telling you, in this day and time, amen, while you yet look at them older mothers, they yet falling. Amen. And the younger generation don't have nobody to see examples. I see a lot of old mothers, amen, not doing God's will. Amen. I see a lot of elderly mothers, amen, busybody in other people's affair. I see a lot of, amen, elderly mothers, amen, you know, gossiping and creating problems and stuff. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, it's time to be virtuous. Let's go back to the Bible. Amen. That song we sing, let us go back to the Father's praying ground. Amen. Amen. They're saying, the song said that preacher could hardly read. But guess what? What does it say?
But the sinners took heed.
Because he reads the next word. Praise God. God bless you and have a smile upon you. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of us. Amen. So God bless you. And thank you for your attention.
Yes.
And thank you for your time. Amen.